KJAN Sports.
It is time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Just a couple of high school volleyball matches last night to tell you about. It was ACGC, Adair Casey Guthrie Center, beating Panorama in three straight, 25-19, 25-21, and 25-13, the game scores. Also, Essex outlasting Mount Air 3-2 last night. Essex winning 15-12 in that fifth and deciding match last night. Take a look at some high school football rankings this week. The Associated Press High School Football Poll out yesterday afternoon. In Class 4A, West Des Moines Dowling is top-rated this week with West Des Moines Valley number 2. Iowa City West, Waukee, and Johnston the top 5. Lewis Central is in at number 6 in this week's poll. Also in Class 3A, Pella is the number 1 rated team with Cedar Rapids Xavier, Bishop Helan Catholic, Solon, and West Delaware the top 5 rated teams. In Class 2A this week, it's Boyden Hall Rock Valley ranked number 1 with Williamsburg and Waukon 2 and 3. Kemper Catholic in at number 4, Dyersville Beckman Catholic in at number 5 this week. In Class 1A rankings, Iowa City Regina is number 1, West Lyon number 2, Denver, Van Meter, and Pella Christian the top 5. Panorama tied with Bellevue at number 7 in this week's poll, while AHSTW is in at number 9 in this week's Class 1A poll. In Class A, St. Albert the top-rated team this week, with Gladbrook, Rhinebeck, West Sioux, Lisbon, and Algona-Garrigan ranking top 5 this week. And a class in the 8-man class, it's Harris Lake Park ranked number 1 with Gilbertville Don Bosco number 2. Audubon at number 3 this week. Fremont Mills is ranked 4th and Newell Fonda 5th. Cam also into the rankings this week. They check in at number 8 in the 8-man poll. That's in the Associated Press polling. Radio Iowa High School football poll this week is somewhat similar. Dowling Catholic ranked number 1 in Class 4A with Iowa City West, West Des Moines Valley, Cedar Rapids Prairie, and Johnston the top 5. Lewis Central is number 6. In 3A, Pella is number 1 with West Delaware, Bishop Helan Catholic, Cedar Rapids Xavier, and Sergeant Bluff Luton the top 5. In Class 2A, Williamsburg top rated with Boyden Hall Rock Valley number 2, Kemper Catholic at number 3. Applington Parkersburg and Waukon round out the top 5 in that poll. In Class 1A, West Lyon is ranked number 1 with Iowa City Regina 2nd, Denver, and Western Christian 3 and 4. Panorama is number 5 in that poll. AHSTW ranked 10th in the 1A poll in Radio Iowa's polling. In Class A, Gladbrook Rhinebeck is number 1 with Lewis Central ranked number 2 in this week's poll. Linville Sully, West Sioux, and Lisbon the top 5. And then in the 8-man poll, it's Harris Lake Park number 1, Don Bosco number 2, Audubon ranked 3rd, Fremont Mills is 4th, Newell Fonda is rated 5th in the Radio Iowa poll this week. In college football news, Iowa quarterback Nathan Stanley has been listed as the starter for Saturday's opener against Wyoming. Stanley, a sophomore, spent the offseason competing with junior Tyler Wiegers for the opening, left by C.J. Beathard's graduation. Stanley was 5 of 9 passing in 2016 as a true freshman, the first newcomer to play for Iowa at quarterback since Drew Tate in 2003. The Hawkeyes open up against Wyoming Saturday in a game you'll hear on KJAN. Iowa State played its best football of 2016 at the end of the season, and they hope to carry that momentum into Saturday night's opener against Northern Iowa.
And I thought our guys had a really good camp. I saw our football team continue to get better. And now, you know, you watch even last weekend's games, how critical preparation and detail really are to success. And a great challenge for our football team against a team that certainly has won consistently with detail and obviously the ability to play to their full potential consistently.
That's Iowa State coach Matt Campbell. The Cyclones were 3-9 a year ago, and one of those losses was to UNI in the opener. Campbell feels his team will be better prepared this time around.
I don't want to take any credit away from Northern Iowa because they beat us, you know, and the fact of the matter is their kids played really well that night. They did some really good things on the defensive side, created turnovers. You know, their kids play really hard. Obviously, they controlled the running game on the offensive side. So, you know, to say it was our ineptness that allowed Northern Iowa to win is not fair because I thought they played a really good game.
Campbell says he's been impressed with how his team handled preseason camp, and he's now interested to see how they handle the game week work.
College football, you're only guaranteed 12 opportunities to play games. So we've done all this work for, you know, this first opportunity. So I'm really anxious to watch this team prepare this week and see how much growth we've really come in terms of what our preparation and detail look like.
UNI has 7 new assistant coaches this season, but Campbell Campbell says the Panthers will still reflect head coach Mark Farley.
I think the constant has been him, and his presence is all over the program, the attitude, the effort, how hard they play on both sides of the ball. They want to, you know, they want to do a great job of forcing you to truly beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. So I think, you know, a mentality-wise, nothing's really going to change from that aspect.
Improved run defense is a must for Iowa State, which gave up an average of 218 yards on the ground per game last year. An inexperienced defensive line will need to step up.
I'm optimistic, you know, excited about what that group looks like and feels like. You know, there's, but I'm also, if you said what's your, one of your biggest worries is that group is inexperienced in a lot of ways too. And so, you know, I think optimistically, you're talking about a group that's really made great gains.
Now, on the other side, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says the Panthers will have to play much better Saturday night if they want to make it two in a row over Iowa State. The Panthers spoiled Matt Campbell's debut as Cyclone coach with a 25-20 win.
They're a much better football team than they were last year, from what I've seen. They grew as a football team last year throughout the football season. So you could see the things start to change as the season progressed, and I thought the players became more confident and probably had a better understanding of what they're doing.
Yeah, Farley says this will be a much better Cyclone squad.
They'll be much more prepared, I'm sure, and much more experienced than what they were last year, which changes the dynamics of the game.
Farley says they've not even talked about what happened last year.
It's a football game that's always important to us, just as they all are, but it's one that, being our opener and with some guys that haven't played, we've got some inexperience this year, so it's how do we handle that and how do we... That's our challenge. I don't want to get into what's happened over the years. It's more important what's going to happen this year down there.
Farley says the Cyclones found their identity late last season.
They're much more set in their ways now, probably, of what they're going to do. And last year when we played them, their strength was their receivers. This year, probably more balanced. So, yeah, we've got, there's no question, there's a challenge there. And it's as good as receiver core is what you'll face.
Again, the UNI Iowa State opener Saturday night in Ames. In other college football news, Alabama coach Nick Saban says defensive lineman Raquan Davis has been released from the hospital. Davis was shot in the right leg outside a Tuscaloosa bar early Sunday morning. Saban said Monday he's getting treatment and is day-to-day for Saturday's opener for the top-ranked Crimson Tide against number 3 Florida State. Saban says he's not happy about them being out that late, but that it doesn't seem like his players were guilty of anything other than being out late. The 6'7", 306-pound Davis is battling with Joshua Frazier for a starting defensive end spot. He played in 7 games as a freshman. A Tuscaloosa County Sheriff spokesman said Sunday that a 20-year-old was shot in the right leg Sunday morning, and a person with knowledge of the situation confirmed to AP that Davis was the victim. In NFL news, linebacker Reggie Ragland will get a fresh start in Kansas City after the Chiefs acquired the second-year player in a trade with the Buffalo Bills. In exchange, the Bills acquired a fourth-round pick in the 2019 draft. The Chiefs land a player with the potential of being an upgrade for Josh Mauga, who was released earlier in the day. Ragland also gets a chance to play in a 3-lineman, 4-linebacker-style defense, which he was accustomed to at Alabama. For the Bills, they cut ties with a 2016 second-round draft pick who was in jeopardy of being cut this weekend when teams established their 53-player roster. The Bills drafted Ragland because he was considered an ideal fit in former coach Rex Ryan's defense. That changed when Ryan was fired and replaced by Sean McDermott, who prefers a 4-3 system. Ragland missed all of last season after tearing a ligament in his left knee during training camp. In baseball, the Kansas City Royals extended their scoreless streak to an AL record, tying 43 innings, getting shut out for a fourth straight game in a 12-0 loss to the Tampa Bay Rays last night. The Royals haven't scored since the second inning of a 3-2 loss to Colorado last Thursday. Austin Pruitt pitched 6 one-run innings for Tampa Bay, and Matt Andreese allowed one more hit while allowing 6 one-hit innings for Tampa Bay, not one run. And Matt Andreese allowed one more hit while getting a 3-inning save, his first this season. In other American League action, Baltimore beat Seattle 7-6, Cleveland over the Yankees 6-2, Boston beat Toronto 6-5, the Angels over Oakland 3-1. Interleague play saw Detroit beat Colorado 4-3. In the National League, Washington over Miami 11-2, Philadelphia beat Atlanta 6-1, Chicago over Pittsburgh 6-1, and San Francisco shut out San Diego 3-0. In Pacific Coast League play, Memphis beat Iowa 4-3, Omaha over Nashville 3-2 in 13 innings. Hurricane Harvey has forced the Houston Astros and the Houston Texans to play their home games miles away from the flood-stricken city, with players wondering when they'll be able to come back. The Astros will play a three-game series against the Texas Rangers at Tropicana Field in St. Petersburg, Florida this week, starting tonight. And the Texans will wrap up their preseason schedule against the Dallas Cowboys at AT&T Stadium in Arlington instead of NRG Stadium. Texans cornerback Jonathan Joseph says it's difficult to concentrate on his game and then think about your family that's back home when there's constantly updates going on around the clock about things that are going on back in your hometown. Both the Astros and the Rangers flew to Dallas after games in California on Sunday to await news of where the series would be held. And in tennis news, Maria Sharapova made an impressive return to Grand Slam tennis, beating second-seeded Simona Halep 6-4, 4-6, and 6-3 in the first round of the U.S. Open last night. Sharapova received a wild card to play in her first major tournament since returning from a 15-month doping ban, and she made the most of it, ripping 60 winners to Halep's 15 and wearing down the Romanian with punishing ground strokes accented by loud grunts. She shrieked with joy when Halep hit a backhand long over the baseline to end the match. Sharapova, whose five major titles include the 2006 U.S. Open, next faces 59th-ranked Tamea Babos of Hungary, who was a first-round winner. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.